You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher from the Avaya Podcast Network, and this is FCC News Bites for Saturday, May 9th, 2015, right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. In a statement that FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai released on May 7th, he stated that when it comes to broadband, American consumers want greater competition, faster speeds, more deployment, and lower prices. But the FCC's decisions 2 months ago to adopt President Obama's plan to regulate the internet is already having precisely the opposite effect. He states, as he predicted in his dissent from the FCC's order, quote, "Today there are thousands of smaller internet service providers, wireless internet service providers, small town cable operators, municipal broadband providers, electric cooperatives, and others that don't have the means or the margins to withstand a regulatory onslaught. Smaller rural competitors will be disproportionately affected, and the FCC's decision will diminish competition, the best guarantee of consumer welfare." Unquote. Just last week, many small broadband operators declared under penalty of perjury that this is in fact the case, that they're cutting back on investments because of the FCC's decision. KWISP Internet serves 475 customers in rural northern Illinois. As a result of the regulatory uncertainty and the costs that were created by the FCC's decision, KWISP plans to delay network upgrades that would have upgraded customers from 3 megabits per second to 20 megabits per second service. New tower construction that would have brought service to unserved areas, and capacity upgrades that would reduce congestion for existing customers. Not to mention the jobs needed to make all of that happen. KWISP worries that even a frivolous lawsuit brought under the order could force ownership to close the business. Whisper ISP Inc. is an 11-year-old ISP that serves 8,000 customers around St. Louis, Missouri. Whisper estimates that compliance costs will constitute 10% of its operating revenue. As a result, it's already cut investment, resulting in slower broadband speeds, less dense coverage, and absence of expansion into new areas. For example, prior to the FCC's decision, Whisper was planning to triple the number of new base stations it would deploy each month in order to provide broadband to customers in new areas. But as a result of the order, Whisper has put those plans on hold. SCS Broadband serves 800 customers in rural Virginia. SCS Broadband has already stopped investing in new rural areas because of the FCC's decision, and it won't resume until it can determine if the additional cost and legal fees will warrant such investments. And investors have already told SCS Broadband, quote, "Projects that were viable investments under the regime that existed before the order will no longer provide the necessary returns to justify the investment," close quote. Joink LLC serves 2,500 customers in and around Terre Haute, Indiana. Although Joink was exploring a fiber-to-the-home project in its community, newfound regulatory uncertainty, quote, "will cause us to slow this investment or not make it at all," unquote. And so consumers will be left with slower broadband speeds. Joink also worries that those with deeper pockets can use broadly applied subjective standards to drag entities such as Joink into litigation or force them to forego profitable business practices that can benefit their customers to avoid potentially crippling litigation. Aristotle Incorporated serves nearly 800 customers in and around Little Rock, Arkansas. Aristotle has been committed to serving the underserved, and 60% of its customers wouldn't have any broadband option at all but for Aristotle's past investments. Because of the regulatory uncertainty created by the order, Aristotle has dialed back its plans to triple its customer base and expand their regular service to unserved areas of rural Arkansas. At this time, Aristotle plans to target just 3 smaller communities that abut their existing network. And Washington Broadband Incorporated serves 1,400 customers in the Yakima County, Washington area. Washington Broadband has aggressively constructed new towers that cover small areas based on a return on investment model of light density return. But the order has forced Washington Broadband to give up that business model. Instead, it's decided to scale back expansion to new, unserved, or underserved areas and focus on more urban, suburban areas. The commissioner concludes his statement by saying that these examples shouldn't surprise anyone. After all, the president's own Small Business Administration warned the FCC last year that its proposed rules would unduly burden small businesses. And yet the FCC decided to treat each and every small, scrappy broadband provider as if it were an anti-competitive industrial giant. Pai continues saying that the FCC still has a chance to heed these calls and stay the plan of President Obama to regulate the internet. Quote, "But I doubt this will happen. That's because moving forward with this plan isn't about logic, the law, or marketplace facts. It's about fulfilling a political imperative." Close quote. Full text of the statement of the FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai on new evidence that President Obama's plan to regulate the internet harms small businesses and rural broadband deployment is available on the FCC's website at www.fcc.gov. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time right here on APN, the Avaya Podcast Network.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.